Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, there's a great book I've been reading. Can't put it down. It's called Decades of Decadence, How Our Spoiled Elites Blew America's Inheritance of Liberty and Security and Prosperity. It's written by Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who joins us now. Senator, by the way, bookstores all across the country, Amazon.com, Hannity.com. You know, it's really amazing how you systematically in this book just tear apart and lay out the case of just how far we've gotten away from what has made historically this country great.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Sean. The book Decades of Decadence is really about the decisions that were made right after the Cold War ended, right? And the argument we heard from everybody was, everyone's going to become a democracy. Everyone's going to become free enterprise. We're all going to become consumers and investors in this global economy. And country doesn't matter anymore because, you know, we're all just going to be one big, happy global family. Well, as it turns out, those ideas were not just silly. They're actually destructive. We made economic decisions that allowed jobs and factories to leave our country, leaving, you know, millions of Americans without jobs and therefore destroying families and communities. We're seeing the price of that today. We deindustrialized the country, so now we're dependent on China to make all kinds of important things for our country. They stole those factories and industrial capability. They didn't steal it. We gave it to them. And then on top of all this, because country didn't matter anymore, you know, obviously, what do we need a border for? And even sicker is this cultural rot, the hysteria of arguing that America is a systemically evil, racist, discriminatory, and bigoted country. Our history is nothing to be proud of. It needs to be systematically rebuilt because it's not good. And then that, of course, leads to, by the way, anything that's traditional, whether it's marriage, whether it's family, whether it's church, religion, and faith. All these things are actually bad. They're not good. They need to be stopped. And to top it all off, nothing is true anymore, right? If you want to pretend the sun rises in the west instead of the east, we're going to all have to pretend too. And if you don't, you're a hater. And that, of course, is extended to the identity of gender, biological gender, all kinds of hysteria that we now see. So it's undermining all the pillars of our greatness. And we got away with it for a while because there was no one else to compete against us. But now there is.
You actually say, and I agree with this, I wish I didn't agree with it, but I think it's self-evident actually at this point, and it's that America is now a nation that is in decline. I mean, you know, the way you write it up is, you know, Americans are worried about China, open borders, opioids, failing communities, families in crisis, and they've told us, you know, it's all fine, it was inevitable, and it's for the best, but everything that really did make America great, the people of this country are great. I really believe that. They're doing their part, but they're just
you know, gulping water every day, in large part because of burdensome government taxation and regulation. And that part of society has changed dramatically. And you're right. We have given up all of our industrial capabilities, even manufacturing of our medicines and necessary supplies, you know, leading into a pandemic. And we saw that disaster unfold right before our eyes.
Yeah, so when you give up your industrial, like the ability to make things, you're not just giving up the ability to make things, it leaves you vulnerable, but there's also jobs, and good jobs that are associated with that. It's a twofer there, you know, right? The double benefit. So what happens when those jobs go away? Well, when those jobs go away, people get divorced, families fall apart, people never get married, they don't have kids, you lose the PTA president, you lose the Little League coach, you lose the deacon at the church, communities start to implode and fracture. And if you don't have community and you don't have family, you don't have a country. I mean, that is the bedrock of any society to be successful. You need these things to be stable. But then you add to it hysteria. You know, the hysteria of, like, literally, if you think about it, for 30 years now, especially in the last 20, we have a higher education system paid for by taxpayers in this country that infuse into the minds of young Americans that the country is actually not a special place. It is a terrible place. America is a terrible place with a history we should be ashamed of. And you know, people graduate, and today these people that came through that system are CEOs and generals, and they run important bureaucracies. They control the media, and obviously they control academia too. So we're in a real tough spot here. We need to wake up before it's too late.
I want to ask you specifically about China. I have been saying there's a new axis of evil, and that is the communist Chinese. It is their goal right now to surpass the United States as the world's lone superpower. It is their goal to replace the U.S. dollar as the world's currency. It is their goal to be the dominant military force on this earth, and they're making every move possible. You have a whole chapter about the rise of China, but China now aligned with Russia, aligned now with Iran, brokering deals with former allies like Saudi Arabia and Iran. I didn't think I'd see that in my lifetime, especially after the alliance Donald Trump created in his presidency, where all these countries were aligned against China and standing against Iran, especially a nuclear-armed Iran. How bad is this threat? I mean, you know, Tony Winken Blinken is going to see his counterpart in China, and they're lecturing him that the U.S. needs to stay out of Chinese business. They're threatening our fighter jets in international airspace, and they're threatening our Navy in international waterways. And, of course, a spy balloon. There's no consequences, Senator.
Yeah, well, you have to understand, we have leaders now in office at the highest levels who openly in speeches talk about how the country is a hateful place, the country is a racist place. And so in the first meeting between the Chinese and Americans under this administration, the Chinese basically sat there, wagged their finger at us and humiliated us, lecturing us, using our own words, like, who are you to tell China anything? By your own admission, you guys are a racist, bigoted country. So I imagine you'll get more of that when Blinken goes over there. But as far as China's ambitions, I don't think we have to guess. They say it. I mean, they say it openly. I mean,
I would argue we are already in the middle. They've declared a cold war against us, and Biden just fails to even begin to talk about it.
Well, this is more dangerous than the Cold War, because Russia, the Soviet Union, was never an industrial or technological rival to the United States, or even an economic one. They were a military rival and a geopolitical one, but they didn't have... These guys are everything rival to us. They seek not just to replace the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency, but they want their economy to be bigger than ours. They want their companies to be better than ours. They want their military to be more powerful than ours. At every level, they are challenging, and they say it openly. Xi has said that they are going to be the grave diggers of capitalism. And what they are basically saying is the grave diggers of America as the world's most powerful country. I imagine, after watching not just the events of this week, but all this other hysteria going on in the country, you know, and what all the cultural rot that's happening.
Well, by the way, this is unfolding in real time. If you looked at the Drudge Report today, you know, the kingdom, meaning the Saudi kingdom, and China are undermining the U.S. all over the Middle East. You know, we see that with China brokering the deal with the Saudis and Iran. We see that with them brokering a deal with the Saudis in Syria. We see the UAE and Egypt now aligning themselves with Vladimir Putin. Now, when Donald Trump was president, we had an alliance that I didn't think I'd see either in our lifetime, and that was the U.S., Israel, Jordan, Egypt, the Saudis, and the Emirates. I didn't think that would happen in my lifetime, but it did.
It did. And you know, I think ultimately there, when you look at the Abraham Accords that were mocked at the time, the Biden administration is like bragging about it and claiming it as if it was their own. That's something that happened under Donald Trump, not under Joe Biden. But I also think we have to understand something. Let's be real here, okay? These guys watch television. Like, they see American, they see this guy tripping over sandbags at a military event. They see him saying ridiculous things. I think today he said we're gonna build a train that goes over the Indian from the Pacific, I guess from California, across the Pacific into the Indian Ocean. Now, maybe he misspoke, but it happens all the time. They watch this stuff, and they say, that's the guy in charge of that country. So do we act like they don't notice this, not to mention all the other stuff happening in this country on a daily basis, how our institutions have been politicized and weaponized? And I think that what they've concluded is that, you know, it's encouraging them to move forward on this. I think they've lost not just fear, but respect for the United States, and they think that their runway is a lot longer and their latitude a lot wider to move around the world and do whatever they want.
You devote three specific chapters in the book to topics that people don't want to talk about. Chapter 7, Anti-American Ink. Chapter 8, The Liberal Culture War. Chapter 9, American Marxism in Action. And you end the book with Chapter 10, A Time for Choosing, made famous, a line by Ronald Reagan. And I look at what you're saying here is there are people actively that want to change America from what made it great and free and prosperous and the envy of the world. And frankly, if we follow their lead, we will be nothing but weakened and dependent on the lifeblood of the world's economy and in a state of decline that's not going to end.
We have always had people in America who don't think America's special, that actually think America's evil and terrible. We have never had so many of them in such positions of importance and power. They're almost not just, you know, they're not even balanced about it. It is all right. You know, this is the worst place on earth. You have hosts on television talking about how is what the Taliban does to women different than what we do here in America. You know, stuff like that would have sounded absurd, you know, 5 years ago to say. Today, that stuff is said like routinely, you know, as if it were not, you know, even plausible, much less true. And we've just never had so many people that have such a distaste for historic America and what it's been. And they've disfigured our history. And the problem is they've now been producing for 30 years. You know, all the people that are now in important management positions from the corporate world to government are products of the system that infused this and a culture that encourages it.
Quick break. We'll have more with Senator Marco Rubio. Book out today, Decades of Decadence, How Our Spoiled Elites Blew America's Inheritance of Liberty, Security, Prosperity. Bookstores around the country, Hannity.com, Amazon.com. More with Senator Rubio and then your calls. All right, we continue now. Florida Senator Marco Rubio is with us. He has a new book just out today in bookstores around the country, Decades of Decadence, How Our Spoiled Elites Blew America's Inheritance of Liberty, Security, and Prosperity. Bookstores around the country, Hannity.com, Amazon.com. Let me ask you this, because, you know, I've been talking a lot, obviously, about the legal issues involving former President Trump. And I've been talking about a double standard or dual justice system and whether the FBI is politicized and the DOJ is weaponized. And of course, then James Comer is doing a deep dive and we're finding a lot of information about how much money from all these foreign countries the Biden family got in exchange for what? What services were performed? Because in Ukraine, you know, Hunter Biden admits he had no experience in energy, oil, gas, coal, or Ukraine, but he's being paid a fortune and his father leverages $1 billion taxpayer dollars, you know, to get a prosecutor fired who's investigating his son.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, Senator, if we don't have equal justice or application of our laws, as far as I'm concerned, this country's done. It's over.
Yeah. So if in fact now our system of government can be weaponized to target political opponents and ignore anything that might implicate your allies or yourself, then you don't have a system of justice. You have a system of injustice. But I would argue this, too. The key point right now, and let's not get ahead of ourselves, it's not the details of the allegations that have been made. It's clearly those allegations were made. It doesn't make them true. It means they're allegations. But did the FBI follow up on them? That's the core of the whistleblower complaint, as I understand it, and that is the FBI was given this information, and they didn't even do anything to find out if any of it was true. And it reminds you that when they were giving a dossier that turned out to be completely fake, we spent 3 years and millions of dollars chasing elements of that in this country. They jumped on that all over the place. They leaked it. You have people here claiming it was true, and they knew it was true. It turned out not to be true. So that is an example of an unequal application of the law. If, in fact, the FBI spent 3 years, millions of dollars, and other agencies chasing a dossier, but has done nothing with the apparent...
Well, we now know from the Durham report there wasn't a single thing in the dossier that Hillary bought and paid for that became the foundation of four FISA warrants. Not one thing was ever corroborated, and yet the FBI used it, and according to Andrew McCabe, former deputy FBI director, they never would have gotten approval from the FISA court but for the dirty dossier.
Right.
And what about all those people that said that they verified that it was authentic? You know, if I lied to a FISA court judge three times like James Comey, I doubt I'd be doing this radio show today, Senator.
Yeah, and I think the central point here is that they took efforts to try to confirm the dossier, and they ultimately couldn't. If they did nothing on the Biden allegations, then what does that tell you? It tells you that if it's about Biden, they won't lift a finger. They don't want to look at it. If it's about Trump or a Republican or a conservative, they'll chase it down to the very end, and all the while leaking to the media all about it so that they can damage you politically. And I think that is the kind of thing that destroys credibility. One more thing I want to say, Sean. I think it's outrageous, these attacks. It is a coordinated effort to attack Judge Eileen Cannon, an excellent judge, someone I personally asked to consider her being on the court, and she agreed to. This is a graduate at the top of her class in Michigan law, years of experience as a U.S. attorney, someone who was could have made a lot of money in private practice, decided to go ahead and be a federal judge, and they are just attacking nonstop. Remember, you can't say a word about the special counsel. You can't say a word about the people on that team because that's undermining the system. But it is a coordinated, systemic, and relentless attack. It's already begun, attacking the judge, attacking her consistently.
Well, now they're even talking about going judge and jurisdiction shopping in New Jersey and piling on even more charges on top of what I'm sure is going to happen in Fulton County, Georgia, on top of what I would expect that the special counsel will do in Washington, D.C., where Donald Trump got 5% of the vote. I'm sure he's going to have a real shot at a fair jury there and a fair jury in New York City. I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I think this is a very disturbing moment in history and very divisive for the country. And clearly the motivation behind this, you know, I don't think those documents belong anywhere outside of secure facility or what have you. That said, this is a prosecution that should not have been brought.
Decades of decadence, how our spoiled elites blew America's inheritance of liberty, security, prosperity. Bookstores now all across the country, Hannity.com, Amazon.com. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, always great to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sean. Thank you.
800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days,
it would have been juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls here in a second. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. I did not know this. I actually had Linda go back to our friends at RushTaxResolution.com and say, is this really happening? Because I don't get an email, but that's a different story. Anyway, we all knew the IRS had the power that they have. Apparently, they're sending out new letters with these dire warnings in it, like, quote, we may speak to your neighbor, employer, or others if needed. Are you kidding me? You're going to talk to your neighbor about your tax issue, which should be private and secure? Or this one, quote, the IRS may communicate with other agencies about your case, like the Department of Justice. How is the average person going to react to that? Thinking that's like an intimidation letter. If you owe over $50,000, quote, the IRS may restrict or revoke your passport. Look, you need to know this about the IRS. It's not if, it's when they catch up to you. Don't play games with this. That's my advice. My advice is also don't deal with them on your own. If you owe the IRS money, maybe your business is behind, say on payroll taxes. Anyway, get the expert help you need. Call my friends at Rush Tax Resolution. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. The only one that I trust, the only one I recommend. They offer free IRS transcript investigation. Now, they will only take your case. They'll give you a free consultation. They're only going to take your case if they know they can help you. Call now, toll free. It's 800-299-8077. 800-299-8077. On the web, it's rushtaxresolution.com. You know, it's a pretty amazing thing. The mob, the media, it's, you get to the root cause when you listen to the left in this country, what they really want. They don't care about Trump. They want him in jail. They don't care if he dies in jail. Many of them would like to see him die in jail. But what they really don't want, even though they're saying publicly, many of these same people, that Donald Trump would be the perfect candidate for our candidate to go up against, I don't believe they want that. Because if they really wanted it, why would they be going after him and tying him up in all these legal knots, which may have an impact on the Republican primary race? You know, you go over to the, tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist herself, Rachel Maddow and MSDNC. Well, Trump could do a plea deal and not run for president to avoid jail time. Really? And where's that deal going to come from? Listen.
And what would Donald Trump do to avoid jail time? I literally suppose that he would do anything. And if it's going to come to him avoiding jail time, he, now that this indictment exists, he's either going to have to win in court. Defending yourself against these charges by saying, yes, I did it, is not a great defense. And so how else can you avoid jail time? Well, you can plead in exchange for lenience. And we've seen lots of people, including Reality Winner, a very high profile case, plead in exchange for lenience and still get jail time. What can he offer prosecutors other than his confession, his cooperation? I mean, this is a crime he could only commit because he was in high public office. Spiro Agnew used that as a get out of jail free card. It was not just that he was vice president. It was that prosecutors assumed he was about to become president because Nixon was teetering. They were right. And in order to keep Agnew out, they traded him essentially jail time for his resignation.
Okay. Speculation, run amok. But the reality is that's all they want. Now, these are the same people that pushed the Russia collusion hoax for years. She was one of the leading voices day after day, night after night, week after week, month after month, and they did it for years. Never once admitted they were wrong. Never once apologized. Never once corrected the record because they were wrong. As the Durham report rightly points out, that dossier that was the basis of four FISA warrants, there wasn't a single thing corroborated by the FBI. But yet they signed a document before a FISA court that says verified. Not only was it not verified, it was unverifiable. They never proved a single charge in there was true. They couldn't corroborate one thing, according to the Durham report. This entire crossfire hurricane operation never should have been open, according to Durham. There's no evidence to open it. You know, then you have Joyless Behar, same scenario. I don't care if Trump goes to jail. Just go away. Oh, okay. And maybe Joe Biden can just go away, too. We'll just wish these people away because we don't agree with them.
I actually disagree with you, Joy, about that pardon. I actually think it was a good idea with Ford Nixon. And I think at the time it was so unpopular that people credit that with him not being able to get an election. At the time he was saying he needed him out of the headlines. The Supreme Court had made a decision that if he accepted that pardon, it was pretty much admitting guilt, something we've never heard from Donald Trump. This is a different day and age. He can't just go away. So I don't think Trump should be pardoned.
Who can't go away?
Donald Trump.
Why not?
What I'm saying is when
go away.
No,
go away.
But what I
don't
mean
even
is
care if he goes to jail. Just go away.
Just go away. All right. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Daniel is in Ohio. Daniel, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Sean.
Thank you. What's going on?
In the MMA assault.
What's? I didn't hear you. What?
I want to join the MMA assault, like in your promo.
Well, start training. I got 11 years head start on you, but I'm really just an amateur beginner at this point. I'd love to say I'm highly skilled. I'm highly skilled in areas that are necessary. We kind of specialize in situational self-defense. But anyway, listen, martial arts is great for people. I highly recommend it.
It's all about the discipline, I'm sure.
100%. You get mentally tougher, you get physically stronger, and you have tools to defend yourself and your family that you never had before.
Good deal. Everybody could use that. Hey, I'll get right to the point. When you first started talking about during the impeachment stuff, when they were talking about the phone call, I found it kind of interesting that the original quote went on about how I'm leaving town, you know, with the money if you don't get rid of the prosecutor. And then it evolved, and all of a sudden, at the end of the quote, the part where he said, and if you don't believe me, ask Barack. That got dropped off.
That's correct. And I mentioned that earlier, and that's an important part of that call, that statement when Joe Biden was bragging about, you know, leveraging our tax dollars.
Okay, so it goes a lot deeper in my mind and the people that I've spoke to about it. You know, when Hillary was Secretary of State and signed off on all the stuff where the uranium went to Russia and all the different things, and then in the middle of nowhere, the Clinton Foundation received a huge donation. All this money is flowing, and I'm a firm believer of following the money. And I'm sitting here wondering, under the previous, you know, president, under Barack's watch, why is it that all this money's changing hands, and he had no knowledge of it and certainly didn't benefit from it? And I'm sitting there and thinking, I'm a big fan of The Sopranos, and he didn't do a whole lot of illegal activity because he really didn't want to get involved. But he always got what they referred to in the show as a taste. And I'm sitting here going, all this stuff went on, and he didn't reap any of the benefits, and nobody's willing to look for any suspicious bank transfers and things like that. And I'm lightly amused that it's never crossed anybody's mind.
I kept playing it, and just the stunned silence, but I guess predictable, of the left on this entire issue. It's breathtaking. I mean, you know, that was the whole premise, a quid and a pro and a quo with Donald Trump, because Donald Trump dared to challenge the new president Zelensky not to be like the old president Poroshenko, and to actually be good stewards with the money that America was offering to help them. And which, by the way, is fiscally responsible to me. And frankly, the president should be advocating for the proper use of our tax dollars. Now, putting that aside, and Joe is demanding, he's leveraging $1 billion of our money to get a prosecutor in Ukraine fired. How odd is that? Until you find out that he got them fired. They got their billion, and Hunter continued to get paid from Burisma because the prosecutor was gone. The investigation ended when the prosecutor was fired.
Tell me why our president at the time would intervene to make sure that that firing was facilitated.
No idea. I mean, it could have. I have no idea. That's a great question. What did Obama know? When did he know it? Would Obama really have backed that up? Nobody's asked him.
Last question. When I listen to your show every day, without exception.
Thank you.
Listen to, well, I'm just being honest. I am forced to listen to when you go to break on our radio station here locally, and I'm sure it's nationally the same. They get their digs in from the far left talking points of the day on every single break without exception.
How does that happen?
It just does. I mean, it's actually comical. The people that I work with, when they go to break, you know, they claim to be, you know, the most accurate and fair-minded broadcast. And you can check on the Cincinnati area. And if you listen to it, every single break they go to is an anti-Trump, anti-conservative, and whatever their talking point of the day is.
So if you're in Cincinnati, you're listening to 55 KRC. Now, are you hearing it on the radio itself or on the iHeart app or KRC's website?
Every single time. So here's my problem with that.
Are you hearing it on the actual radio station, or are you hearing it on an online listening forum?
Both.
Like, what do you hear?
Katie's telling me that when she, because she worked in traffic and programming for iHeart, and that their source is NBC. Is that right?
Couldn't tell you, but I'm just telling you that every time you go to break, we get to hear the Democratic talking point of the day, without exception.
Is that from the news headlines that you're getting?
It's disappointing. I wish you would look into it, because here's the problem.
No, but I'm asking you questions. You're not giving me answers. Are you listening? Is it a news insert? In other words, you know, for example, Fox News has a service for radio stations. So does ABC. So does NBC and a number of others. Are you hearing it in a news broadcast?
What happens is when you're driving down the road, you reach bad areas, so the 55 KRC doesn't come in, so I listen to it on iHeart.
Okay.
It makes no difference which one I'm on. I get to hear the Democratic talking points of the day. It makes no difference which one I'm on.
Let me look into it. I appreciate the heads up. I really do. I think I understand now. Anyway, Daniel, glad you're out there, my friend. We love our friends in Cincinnati. We love Skyline Chili. Skyline Chili over...
This is a very unique little fact about you.
What?
You have a favorite food, artery clogging food, typically, in every single city and state that we visit. I know no one else that knows the food of each state like you.
When we went to California, what did I get? I got In-N-Out.
Oh, that's what it was.
In-N-Out burger.
All I kept hearing from you and James was animal style. I don't even know what that is.
Give me credit. I had it on a lettuce wrap.
Yes, you had it on lettuce.
You know, I try to avoid carbs. I'm very keto friendly, more paleo, and I loved every single bite. It was awesome.
What was the other one you liked? Crown.
Crown Burger. That's Salt Lake City.
And then Wendy's fries. Is that the fries?
Well, Wendy's you can get anywhere if they don't have a special place. Like Skyline is really unique to Cincinnati. Although I will tell you, in Florida, you can buy at your grocery store. You can buy Skyline Chili
in Florida.
In Florida, it's in the frozen food section.
What's the other thing? Chicken
salad chick.
That's the other one you like. That's chicken salad chick. That's in Florida,
Tampa, Clearwater area.
They
have all these versions of chicken salad. By the way, they're so delicious.
Smashed and smothered. What's that? Waffle House.
Waffle House. I love Waffle House.
I mean, I've learned more about the states from your eating habits than anything else.
Well, how many times, you know, over the years did we land and I see a Waffle House
and we go at three in the morning?
I'm like, we're stopping, and the driver's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I want to get something to eat.
Never fails.
I used to get the steak, the little T-bone they have.
I remember, yeah.
With, you know, two eggs over medium and scattered and extra smothered.
What's the smothering?
Onions. Chopped onions.
Oh, onions.
Grilled onions.
I didn't know if it was cheese or
you can get it scattered, smothered, and covered with cheese on top. I just don't want the cheese.
Oh, I like how you
get that. I like to, you know, forego a couple of calories.
Listen, when you're traveling, it's hard. It's nice to have a break.
People don't believe that's like one of my favorite places to eat.
I think they believe you. You talk about it all the time.
Cracker Barrel, another place.
I love Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel is awesome.
I like Cracker Barrel for the stores, although I hear they're closing the stores now.
I don't know if they're not closing all of them. They're closing some.
No, but some of them. It's just sad. I love the stores.
Yeah, look, my only problem with Cracker Barrel is having to wait to sit down. I'm like...
I know, yeah, patience is definitely not your strong suit.
Well, what do I usually do when I'm waiting? What do I often
complain?
Do? No, I never complain.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Hold on. I don't want the lightning to strike me, too.
What do I do if there's no table?
You pay up.
I offer money to go.
We do the tippage.
Yeah, I say, okay, yeah, if you can get me in faster, here you go. That's horrible, isn't it?
Money talks when Hannity's hungry.
Yeah, because we never have time. Time is not a luxury.
Well, time is not on our side, and no one likes you hangry.
What do you mean nobody likes me hangry? I'm not hangry.
Well, you don't eat that much. So the problem is that if your food is not right, if it's not ready, if it's not here, if it's not what you want, it can get weird really quick.
What do you mean weird?
Weird. Very uncomfortable.
What's uncomfortable? I'm hungry.
You're uncomfortable when you're hungry.
That is so not true. I am the same person I always am. I've been on this stupid diet, you know.
The hangry.
NJ works, but it's hard. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. All right, James Comer is on tonight. We'll talk about these bribery allegations and the very latest into the investigation into these such things and whether or not these 17 tapes exist. Well, and whether or not these 17 tapes exist. Also, we'll check in with Kaylee McEnany, Clay Travis tonight, Emily Campagno, Tammy Bruce, Jimmy Fallon, Dagan McDowell, an audience show, Hannity, news you'll never get from the mob. Set your DVR, 9 Eastern on Fox. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.